Welcome to the Mama Bear Dares podcast. I'm Tessie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we are your hosts. Thank you so much for coming along on another episode of the Mama Bear Dares podcast, where we introduce you to women who are just brave and bold and don't often feel any of those things. But they're kind of inspiring us, and we think they'll inspire you to live a life of love and compassion. You guys, we are all capable of way more than we think we're capable of, and I really do believe that our guests prove that, because they're just women living their lives, but creating something kind of magical within those relatively small lives. So this platform just gives them a little bit extra of a boost, a few more ears to work out what they're doing in their life, and encourage you to do the same. So thanks for coming along.
Today, we are diving into a Mama Bear Mini, which is our midweek episode, where we look at things that are near and dear to our hearts that are going on in this world. Today, we're talking about an article that we read, and it discusses the war against manufactured magic. It's a gladiator's road, to be sure, but we're going to tackle this. And it's June, and Tessie just celebrated a birthday, so we are going to celebrate with her.
Listeners, just because I think you deserve to know this, I really wanted Leslie to say, we're ready to party like it's 1999. Leslie was not all in. I should have asked for that for my birthday, but... Yeah. We have a feeling this episode is going to get pretty interesting, so make sure you follow us on social media so that you can join the conversation we have within each episode, and rate and review us on iTunes. If you like what we're doing and believe we're putting out good content, please do that for us right now. It supports this podcast more than you can possibly imagine.
Go, Mama Bear, it's your birthday. Go, Mama Bear, it's your birthday. Go, Mama Bear, it's your birthday. So, hey, Tessie, hey. It's your birthday. You can party if you want to, but you must tell us. What are your hopes for this year?
I have some hopes, okay?
Good, I want to hear them. Tell us. It's a good time to evaluate.
It is. My birthday is always my favorite time to evaluate. You have talked every obsessed sesh about how this podcast is your number one obsession. And so probably my number one goal for this year is to just continue building and chasing the dream that this podcast has become. We started it really because, I mean, we had hopes for it even then because we're us and that's just what we do. We've got big dreams, but it's kind of taken on a whole new level and it's super exciting. And so it has me up at night dreaming. So that's the first one. And really just nurturing our relationship, yours and mine, in the process. It's, you know, it's right up there with that number one goal.
Oh, Tessie, that makes me so happy that I get to be doing this with you and, you know, being a part of your life this year. I love what we're doing and I appreciate the fact that, yeah, we do need to nurture our relationship and make sure that we stay good sister friends and business partners and that, you know, we keep our awesome bond healthy and strong.
True. So that's my first goal, which will be really impressive to Zach, who's my second goal. But, you know, we've talked about this in a previous podcast, which we will link to in the show notes, but it's our 14th year of marriage. It's your 14th year of marriage. Mm-hmm. So the older I get, the longer we're married, the older the kids get and more time consuming, the more I appreciate the weekends away with Z, just him, to kind of refocus and reshape our marriage, because guess what? It changes all the time. So it's always good to have time away to just reevaluate everything. So that's another hope, that we get a weekend like that.
Awesome. It totally is important.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should make that happen.
Okay. And another one is probably just to have a laid back summer with the kids. You know me. I actually prefer, we hate the term busy, but kind of the busy stuff. Going to and from sporting events or band events, whatever it might be. But I want to be better at the laid back stuff. So we live on a lake. I mean, there's ample opportunity for the kids to create magic there themselves, which we will get into. And this is my goal for this year. Just be really a lot better about embracing the laid back festivities.
Welcome.
You've excelled at this since before it was a thing.
There's nothing I love more than being stationary on the couch, like watching the world go by. But Tessie, you live on a lake.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yes, you need to just sit still. I highly endorse this behavior. I'm excited for you.
If I start twitching and developing really weird habits, you'll have to just let me know. But you know, I'm going to try it. So, and along this similar line, I'm going to start embracing life here. It turns out I'm a Three Riversian, Three Riverser. I live in Three Rivers. This is a thing. I have fought it tooth and nail. We love Davenport. We have aspirations for somewhere that's a little more big city, that has a foodie culture. You know, like we don't go to Applebee's. There's just nothing happening. But this is where I live. And this year, I'm going to embrace it. This is my goal. That's my goal.
I'm going to remind you. This is great. And I'm going to remind you of this often. You can do it. You do. You need to embrace it. Mm-hmm. You're where you're at, and you just got to embrace it.
So this is 34. That's my life. That's
all right. 34. It's going to be amazing. 34 is a great year. All right. Yay. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Now it's time for our segment we call We Read It, We Loved It, Let's Discuss. Mm-hmm. Leslie and I have talked many times about the rat race that mothering can feel like. Particularly as summer approaches, it's hard to escape all the one-on-one craft projects and major summer getaway trips the rest of the world appears to be having. There's this heavy pressure on my chest to make sure the kids have good memories this year. They're growing up insanely fast, and I'm starting to panic a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it should come as no surprise then that when we read I'm Done Making My Kids' Childhood Magical by Boonmi Latitin, submitted to the Huffington Post, it had us slow clapping right along. Boonmi also has a first book, by the way, called The Honest Toddler, A Child's Guide to Parenting. We, of course, will link to it in the show notes. So let's talk about summertime and the war against manufactured magic.
Yes, I love this. Let's start out with just a quote from the article. So the author writes, "Parents do not make childhood magical. Abuse and gross neglect can mar it, of course, but for the average child, the magic is something inherent to the age. Seeing the world through innocent eyes is magical. Experiencing winter and playing in the snow as a five-year-old is magical. Getting lost in your toys on the floor of your family room is magical. Collecting rocks and keeping them in your pockets is magical. Walking with a branch is magical. It is not our responsibility to manufacture contrived memories on a daily
basis." I just need a slow clap one more time.
I know. It's so good.
It is so good. And sometimes I just need to be reminded of the magic that is inherent to childhood. I sometimes get so caught up, and I think many of us do, in providing my kids with a great childhood that I actually get too involved in manufacturing their fun, right? I mean, I have to be honest, it seems like everyone else is doing it and that I kind of need to catch up.
Right.
Even though it maybe isn't my first inclination, like I feel like I'm, you know, doing a disservice to my kids if I'm not constantly, you know, entertaining them or making sure. Like I've literally asked my kids, like, are you having a good childhood? You know? But honestly, if I'm true to my nature, as we said before, I think my best parenting move is from the couch or is from the porch where I can sit with my glass of iced tea and my computer or my book and just watch them circling around me on their bikes. I mean, I think this has been true forever. Now they can ride bikes. Before, I used to sit on the porch and like blockade the steps so no one could fall down, and I'd fill up the water table and throw a bunch of plastic dinosaurs and make sure they couldn't escape or fall, and then just like watch them play. And I don't know, I need to remember those moments when I start feeling stressed about making magic, because we're in summertime and the pressure is there to make it magical.
Yeah, but there is all of my childhood memories that were really, really great. Like, I vividly remember going to look for fool's gold in this creek by our house with my brother. I remember just never coming inside in summer. And my mom was a teacher, so she was home. I don't remember seeing my mother during the summer. You know, I remember, like, I remember, like, guys and sporting events and stuff where my parents were there. But even having my mom home in the summer, I don't remember her being a part of kind of those daily. I hope she was having fun. I hope she was just binge watching TV that she didn't get to. But knowing my mom, she was not doing any of that. She was probably organizing the house or something. But hopefully something for her. But that's the point, right? Is that I had a phenomenal childhood. I would literally not change a thing. And I don't remember my mom playing with us in kind of those strict terms. But again, all over Pinterest and social media are these games that we're supposed to be making our kids play or organizing our kids to play. But I'm sure you're like me. The times that I get that like mommy lump in my throat are when my kids have either created a game that made no sense to me and are having so much fun, or they're all getting along and they're going on hikes and they bring out something. You know, they all walk back with walking sticks. Like, this happens many times in the summer. And all I have told them to do was just go outside. That's it.
I mean, yeah, like, I've literally seen you, like, push your children outside, true. Which that's I respect. True. I'm just like, go play.
That is true.
I totally respect.
Anyone who knows me knows that. We take trips. Your family takes trips. I take trips. There's nothing inherently wrong with taking trips or doing a super fun family game. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. But I don't like the pressure that our society puts on, let's be real, mostly in general moms, to create some kind of magical childhood. As a child, you don't recognize the dangers inherent in the world for the most part. So everything is magical. Even for our kids who are getting older, honestly, my 13-year-old still finds life really amazing.
Yeah. And I think even if you, you know, you live on a lake and like have all this great kind of a playground of the world, you know, outside, we live in the middle of kind of a neighborhood in a city. But there's still so much to discover. Right. You know, you can put those boundaries in place if you are worried about the, you know, the dangers that we know of as adults. But with those boundaries within them, the kids can have a really magical summer without, you know, feeling like I do. You know, I internalize this stuff, and I think that if I don't do 100 different summer craft projects with my kids, or like all these beautiful, amazing if I don't create them, I start feeling bad, I start feeling guilty. But all I have to do is like open up the door and put some rules in place,
right.
Just let them go. Let them do their thing.
I think that's a lesson, right? If it feels natural to you to do these things, like the big games, then do those, you know? This isn't just unique to summertime. Like the Elf on the Shelf, the like tooth fairy that sprinkles the glitter on the dollar bills. Like, if this feels natural to you, then do it. But it feels completely unnatural to me, so I just don't do it. Nor do I feel pressure to, because ladies, come to terms with who you are and who you're not. And then you don't feel quite as much. You still will feel pressure because, hello, we have to live in society, right? But the biggest thing here is, like, if it feels natural for you, rock on. Like, create those backyard games, right?
Right. But don't feel like you have to.
Exactly.
If it's not you,
yeah,
don't feel like you have to. And I would even say, you know, maybe it feels natural to you to plan 10 different activities for the kids during one day of summer. Check that and think about why you want to do that and make sure you're not, you know, taking away any of that kind of more natural exploration or whatever it is where your kids can kind of have that freedom to go out and grow.
Yeah, there are books and books. My husband often reads them because of his association with camp, but books and books about how we're actually damaging parts of the brain of our children because we are manufacturing all of these things and we're not allowing them to just go out into nature and build their own imaginations, right? So I think you're right. I think it's good to evaluate that too.
So summer is a great time to be together as a family. Some of the things I'm looking forward to, we love doing family bike rides. We love family walks. Now that we have a dog, especially, we'll just all, like, it's kind of magical, right? To be like, hey, kids, let's go for a walk. And they're in their pajamas, but they, you know, get to go anyway. It's sort of, and there's time for that in the summer. And it's beautiful. So we're not saying, like, only push your kids outside and don't pay attention to them. But, like, do that sometimes and then embrace, like, the moment of, you know, when you can all lay down and spread a blanket out and do some reading under the sun or like watch a series, a television series together. Play with them if they ask and you want to go camping. These are just my dreams of summer, I guess.
No, I like it. I think the best part about this article, which you guys should definitely read, is that especially for those of us who are kind of working mamas, it does put some of the pressure off. Like, you don't have to be at home creating all of this for your kids, especially in summer, right? When the weather's nice. So carve out time. Like, we're big believers in carving out family time to be sure. But then let the rest go, you guys. Summer is so fun. Like, walks to the ice cream store or whatever. Like, embrace those. That's fun. But that's not the only kind of magic that's possible out there.
Right. So what I'm thinking or what I'm hearing is that we can walk into summer without that heaviness on the chest of when school gets out and you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to nurture these precious little people every single second of the summer? We can do that without feeling the pressure to make it perfect or to subscribe to the 100 best craft projects or games on Pinterest.
Guess what? You're still an amazing mom.
So a few more questions that I thought were great from the article that will just encourage a little bit more thinking on this subject. She asks, when we make life a grand production, our children become audience members and their appetite for entertainment grows. Are we creating a generation of people who cannot find the beauty in the mundane? It's a great question. And then also she says, do we want to teach our children that the magic of life is something that comes beautifully gift wrapped, or is that magic something you discover on your own?
Also great.
So think about those things. If you're still worrying about summertime activities, let's leave with this quote. Also from the article, it is not our responsibility to manufacture contrived memories on a daily basis. So we get a say in some of this. We get a say in part of the magic, but we don't have to do it on a daily basis. We can let that go.
Yeah. For Mother's Day, Zach had the kids go around and say one of their favorite memories about me. Guess what? None of them were these magical things I had done in my life. You know, they were like funny things I had said randomly in the car or just me being a mom. So you guys, these are the things that stick out. Good luck. It's really hard to live in the world and be counterculture like this, but we believe in you. We think you're worth it.
All right, let's end with our dare. Summer can be a great, beautiful, laid-back season. It's a great time for families to bond and interact. Today, we dare you to prime yourself for enjoyment. Let this season be one for the enjoyment of parenthood, not the pressure. If you feel pressure and strain to make magic this summer, release it and know that your kiddos will be fine. In fact, we dare you to embrace the idea that they'll be more than fine, regardless of whether or not you've planned activities for them each and every day. Let them be bored and figure out how to deal. Let them drink from the hose. Let them go on kid-size adventures. Look summertime in the eye and say, comparison, you can't steal my joy. Fabulous Facebook feeds, I'm happy for you, but know that I'm doing right by me. Manufactured magic? You're not welcome in my house. We dare you to let the memories be made because you refuse to give in to the pressures of the world and allow your kids to experience magic on their own.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. This community continues to be one of our favorite places to come back to. Remember that if you have a mama bear in your life that you think needs to tell their story, please let us know on social media or in an email, mamabeardares@gmail.com. We will see you back here next Monday for our interview with an incredible woman you never heard of. Thanks for listening.
That's right. Have a great week, Mama Bears.